let me be very clear. I'm angry and the government believes your behaviour was disgraceful and shameful. I'm not letting you away with it and the compensation should be settled immediately.
Yeah.
Now, bon appetit.
Minister, we at Bank of Ireland are very anxious to make amends. Yeah. Red or white?
I'm not actually drinking because I'm admonishing you.
Oh.
So I'll just have the white. Thank you very much.
May I say on behalf of AIB, Minister, I can heartily recommend the filet mignon.
Yeah.
I have it nearly every day.
Thank you very much. Consider yourself admonished.
Yeah.
Now, what do you have to say for yourself, post-traumatic stress bank, or PTSB for short?
We very much regret that our customers felt so let down. Yeah. If it wasn't for this delicious lobster bisque, I would probably have quite a hollow feeling of sadness in my stomach.
And quite right too.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The people have made extraordinary sacrifices to support the banks after the crash.
Yes.
So what sacrifices do you intend to make?
I'm not having dessert.
Very good.
I intend to take a taxi home rather than the driver.
Well, that is certainly progress.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, bankers.
Although we won't be able to meet your deadline of repaying all the customers by Christmas.
What?
Oh, yes, it's quite impossible.
It's out of the question, really.
So, what do you say?
Oh, yes, what's that word again? It's just on the tip of my tongue.
Sorry!
That's the one, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, etc.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now that you've shown contrition, I'll forget about that deadline. After all, people have waited 7 years already.
Yep.
Some of them have probably left the country. So what's the hurry now?
Here.
Cheers.
To Pascal.
There you are, Fiscal.
What's wrong with you?
You look as if you've seen a ghost.
The ghost of finance past with chains.
Anna, this is just a bit of bling I get myself to mark my retirement from politics.
But you're still a TD.
Am I?
90 grand a year.
Jez, nice work if you can avoid it.
I could hear you admonishing from my regular table, so I thought I'd come over. How are you, lads?
Hello, Michael. Great to see you, sir.
Sure didn't we have millions and billions of dinners here over the years?
I was just admonishing the banks hard while doing nothing concrete to stop their culture and punish anyone.
You'll learn from the master, bucko. I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Here, Pierre, bring me another chair.
We
better make it two.
Okay. And another battle of Châteauneuf de Pope.
I presume you lads are all in expenses.
How dare you sleep when Fianna Fáil is in opposition?
The ghost of
it's boss to you.
What are you doing in my bedroom?
Question I was frequently asked in my heyday, but I haven't come all this way.
To Cork?
Cork, yes. It's like the kidneys of Ireland. So arrogant and insecure, it wets itself every winter, flooding the shopping district.
Come on, no.
The only good thing that ever came out of Cork is the N8.
It's actually the M8. We upgraded it during the last FF administration.
Fianna Fáil has been out of power for 7 years. What a bunch of gobshites and turkeys.
How
are you?
Bertie, you're not dead.
Well, politically dead.
The most cunning, the most devious of them all.
I was going to say, boss, that technically Fianna Fáil isn't in opposition. And
what?
Also, do you have the lender of fiver?
He's lying. We are in opposition.
No, you're propping up Fine Gael.
Propping up the blue shirts? What?
It's a pike and a poke, all right. A proper dog's diner.
What are they giving you, Micheál? A private island or something?
No.
It must be something huge to support our blood enemies.
They're giving us nothing going forward.
And they say, I'm dead.
That really put the chat amongst the pigeons, huh?
You're disappearing, Charlie.
And so is Fianna Fáil by the sounds of it.
What? God. What do you want, Bertie?
I'll lend him a 50. And I couldn't take a run at the Oris, could I?
No, you can't. No, here's your 50 cent.
But I was... fair enough.
Get out of the cupboard, will you?
Someone did a number two in there, by the way.
It's a bit like the patty, so...
Good luck!
Ringer! There you are, me old Sugusha.
What are you doing in this corridor? This is for ministers only.
Is it?
Yeah.
Force of habit, I suppose. Ringer.
Well, you can't be here, but a deputy. Hmm? I prefer you address me by my proper title. 'Tis Minister Ringer now, Deputy Kenny.
Well, I prefer you address me by mine. Huh? It's Dr. Indeno.
What? And why are you in fancy dress? Halloween isn't till next Tuesday.
This isn't fancy dress, Ringer. Oh. It's my cap and gown.
Oh, back up. Did you finally get the big job in Europe that you were always droning on and on and on about?
No. I mean, not yet, no. This get-up is for me honorary degree from NUIG.
Should they hand those out now like free Johnnies on a college campus, deputy?
It's Doctor. Oh. Doctor Inde.
Sure, didn't they make a laughing stock out of it when they gave Biffo one? He's no doctor, though he's well able to nurse pints.
Shimon.
We don't do that around here anymore. This is a serious place of work.
Indeed, and I must go to my own office.
It's the one down in the basement, the room that smells of old soup.
Right.
Yours is the one next to where they dumped all your old licks. Sorry, Shannon the Pintees.
Anyway, I must go. I have very important paperwork.
Huh?
I did a speech at my conferral in NUIG, Ringer.
Right.
So I have to do up me invoice and charge the feckers 22 grand.
If they've any money left after you cut the backside out of their funding for 6 years.
Oh, jeez, you'll make me launch them for the old days. Good luck.
President's log, the 7th and 20th day of October, day 37 of our epic Antipodean voyage. We have not seen land in many days now. The supplies we took on board in Van Diemen's Land are running low. Specimens we gathered in Botany Bay must be preserved, especially the G'day Cobber baseball cap Sabina bought for one. Still, it has been a most worthwhile expedition, not least because the weather in Ireland has been most disagreeably shite of late. I won't lightly forget visiting my Maori brethren in New Zealand and seeing where they filmed The Hobbit. I do declare the rooms were the most comfortable and perfectly proportioned I have ever known. The plight of the indigenous peoples of the New World will haunt me for the rest of my days. And I believe now that it is only by living out another 7 years in a deep shag pile carpet and deeper wine cellar at the taxpayer's expense that I can ever make retribution for the sins of the white man, especially those in XL Roscommon jerseys. The marriage equality vote in Australia has reminded one once again of the importance of democracy. Except in Irish presidential elections, of course. Why go to all the trouble of voting when one's subjects are clearly so happy with one, Ireland's greatest poet president ever? One must go now above deck to see if the watch has spotted land, and thereafter make my repast, though I'm afraid I could only eat a small portion. Oh, to be again in the Oris, far from the kangaroo, but mercifully close to Deliveroo.
No, no, we'll toast hit the lemon and duke as soon as I get back, Murphs. Maybe I'll bring you back something, I don't know, French.
Unless they make Heino in Paris, I'm not interested.
This has got to go. I'm meeting the French president. We're the same age, so like loads in common.
Yeah, you'll have the bands, man.
Working on a whole brother from another mother angle.
Cool.
Frère from another mare.
Well, don't forget pints later, man.
No.
And make sure Macron doesn't go on and on and on.
Oh, gotta go. He's here. Oh. God, he's tiny. Like Napoleon. That's bony. Part to you.
Bony part, you ledge bag.
Ciao for now, Merce.
See ya.
D'accord. Monsieur T-shirt, welcome to the Elysee Palais.
Totes cool pad, dude. Though I see you still live with your mom. Total mare. Lots of young people in Ireland are in the same boat, though, so I feel for you, dude.
That is not my mother. That is my wife.
Oh, totes orcs. Anyhow, how cool is this? We're like the two youngest leaders in the whole of Europe. As I was saying to my BFF, Justy Trudeau, I was...
So I would like to talk to you about the corporation tax situation in Ireland.
Yes.
It is unacceptable. How you allow these multinational tech firms.
Oh, God, I know. Yawnsville. Some of them haven't even got an Insta account. Boring.
The rest of Europe will not stand by while Ireland alone profits from
these... Yeah, dude. Don't have a cow.
Sorry?
Look, we don't profit because they don't even pay tax. God, finance is so boring. What's your Twitter handle?
I have no interest in Twitter. Pas du tout. I have an interest in tax equalization.
Okay, dude. Chill. Don't you want to, like, do a press call jogging or with funny socks or something?
Yeah. Who is this imbecile?
Excuse me, I'm like a leader on the world stage. You gotta show me some respect, man.
Yes, whatever. Your 40-second photo call is over. I must go speak with actual world leaders like Merkel now.
WTF. Madame. Look, hold on a minute. We're not done here, okay?
Do you want to discuss raising your corporate tax rate?
Well, no.
Then we are done.
No.
Security!
Just...
A tutelaire.
Please.
L'enfant.
Sucks.
All right, my man, Tish.
All right, Murphs. Looks like I'm going to be back on an earlier flight now, so start getting them in, yeah?
Wow, fast work in France, bro. Is Leo still, like, the king of Leon?
Nah, the whole thing was a total mare.
A mare, like his wife. LOL, burn!
By the way, I just saw the latest homeless stats.
They're even, like, higher than Coveney's.
Yeah.
Back of the net!
Seriously, though, so long as they're not blocking the door to the Lemon and Duke, it's not a crisis.
Dude!
I'm a beast.
Finally, the globally successful TV format that nobody wanted to see an Irish version of is here. It's Say Yes to the Dress, made by RTE's Wedding, Cookery and Property Porn Department, formerly Lifestyle Programming. This is a show that will most definitely appeal to RTE2's hip young audience of 60-year-old women. This is it. This is the dress for me.
And best of all, it stars me, Frank. You know me, I look like Dame Edna and Daniel O'Donnell's pensioned son. Watch as I get to make another extended advert for my bridal business using license fee money.
I'm so excited. I've dreamt about my wedding day ever since society convinced me it was the most important day of my life with TV shows just like this. Each week, we'll invite three blushing brides-to-be to parade in front of their friends and family to face a series of backhanded compliments, bitchy comments, and passive-aggressive bullying.
It's a gorgeous dress. It's just not very nice on you.
Oh, it does nothing for your shape, love. What you think, Jemima?
Oh, Kate Middleton, eat your heart out.
It's great because, you know, we delve into whatever remotely tragic backstory they may have in an attempt to give meaning and depth to what is essentially women trying on dresses for half an hour.
It's a beautiful dress. I just wish my pet goldfish was alive to be here today.
Oh. Watch as we inject absolutely no sense of jeopardy into what barely qualifies as television, as we purposely dress each bride in two awful dresses before shockingly landing on the dress of their dreams with the third dress every single time.
Oh my God, you look amazing.
Gorgeous.
Yes. It's a bit tight.
If you liked previous RTE wedding shows like Brides of Franck, Franck's DIY Bride, Don't Tell the Bride,
The Proposal,
Then Comes the Marriage,
Brian and Pippa Get Married,
A Week to My Wedding,
Don't Tell the Bride,
The Proposal,
and The Mother of All Weddings,
you'll almost certainly enjoy what is normally just a 3-minute segment of those other RTE shows, drawn out for a whole half an hour.
Say Yes to the Dress, now on RTE2. The remains of the RTE player, if you can get it to work, and coming soon to our new digital channel, RTE Weddings.
RTE, remorselessly reinforcing societal norms since 1961.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards. The top story tonight, it's Halloween horror time. No, not a film, just the same slow shambles towards oblivion that is Brexit. The only difference between Tory MPs and the zombies in The Walking Dead is the walkers look more lifelike. First up, the unfinished sentence that is Theresa May, because let's face it, Theresa can't.
Yeah. believe in not just a strong Brexit or a stable Brexit, but a strong and stable Brexit. A red, white and blue Brexit. With all the red strength, blue stability and white flag of Brexit. Deal or no deal? Who wants to be a millionaire? The weakest link. Goodbye.
Theresa May there, a woman so out of her depth she makes Jeremy Corbyn, a man who looks like a crumpled betting slip, seem competent.
The leaders of Europe are confused, bemused, and not at all amused. They feel abused, misused, and certainly refuse to excuse the accused. I have assured top European officials that a Labour government would not walk away. That is to say, we would stay, but that we would not say we would stay in a way that is not okay.
Meanwhile, Boris Johnson continued to look like a man who was no longer sure of where he was, who he is, or what year he lives in.
Whoa, yes indeed, this is not the end. It is not even the beginning of the end. It is more like the middle of the middle, and the middle's a muddle. Will Brexit be a disaster? That is certain. And certainty is what we need, because with certainty, walla walla, come opportunities. And indeed, opportunities for fresh disaster. Bulla bulla bulla. Oh, sorry, that's my Tinder.
Meanwhile, Michel Barnier had this to say about the Brexit negotiations. And that's all we've got time for. Hugh Edwards, wishing I'd taken early retirement, BBC News.
Callum's Kids!
Now, after last week's hurling championship draw, which was as hard to figure out as trying to discover which baked bean made you fart, we turn to International Rules Series, and our GAA correspondent and helium enthusiast Brian Carthy reports.
It's the biggest event in the overseas GAA calendar, and it's only once every 2 years. You could serve a whole jail term for sex crimes between competitions. And this week, the Irish squad for the International Rules Series was announced, and it did not disappoint. Superstars from storied counties like Carlow and Laois have been clamouring for a coveted place on the panel. 21 lucky footballers have been named, with two or more to be added as soon as the banished can convince anyone else to go. Meanwhile, the Aussies have been accused in the past of fielding second-string teams, but there's no doubt that the cream of the Irish are on their way, with no fewer than 4 footballers from Mayo, 3 from Kerry, and 0 from the All-Ireland champions Dublin, ready to do battle in a hybrid sport that's been compared to extremely violent drunk pogoing with a ball, a grudge, and a possibility of a career-ending injury. So Godspeed, one and all, and if anyone does want to take up the last 2 positions on the panel, just text the manager your name and your private health insurance policy number. Brian Carthy, excited about nothing, Croke Park.
Yeah, come in.
Yes, Joan. Thank you for seeing me. I needed to work on a private member's motion.
Oh, come on.
Joan?
Not now. I've just got the new iPhone. It's water resistant.
Joan, this is a crucial time for the party. It's almost a week since we lost any support in the polls.
What?
So we need to strike when the iron is hot. I need a catchy piece of legislation.
I'd give it a rest. The last time we tried to legislate, we blew up the party.
Now you listen to me.
I am the ghost of Labour Past. Hello.
Gilmore, your corpse is so swollen and bloated.
Oh, I'm not dead. That's just cavalry's.
Oh.
Where was I? Oh, yes.
Ooh, I come with a warning.
Oh, no.
Unless you listen to me, you will lose 80% of your TDs.
Oh, no.
We can't afford to lose 6.5 of our 7 seats.
No. Joan, as leader of the party, you must avoid all my mistakes.
Excuse me, I'm actually the
leader. Let me get a pen. I'll write this down.
When you say it's Labour's way or Frankfurt's way,
no,
don't choose Frankfurt's way.
Oh, so that's where we went wrong.
Sorry, Eamon, I'm actually the...
That don't go into government at all. Ugh. Look at the wonders it's done for Sinn Féin.
Great idea.
No, hold on a second.
And as leader, you must never, ever...
For the last time, I am the lead...
Let Alan Kelly speak to a journalist.
Genius.
You're welcome, Jody.
Oh, for the love of Connolly.
Oh. Who on earth was that little fellow?
I don't know. He came in on job bridge and never left.
Oh, yes. That was something else we probably shouldn't have done.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, be afraid. Be very afraid. The President of the United States, Donald Trump. This isn't a scary Halloween message, by the way. This is just the same thing every week.
Greetings to you, my final Americans. What a week. Tremendous week. For the greatest, most intelligent, most civil president ever. Greater than JFK. See? JFK. I remember his name. A lot of people like JFK. But he was shot. He's no hero. I like my presidents to not get shot. Like me. Believe me. By the way, his widow was really hot. Sad, sad story. But he knew what he signed up for. I released the documents on JFK. They will go into my presidential library, the Donald F.U. Trump Library. It's full of all my favorite books. If you go there, you'll be the first to read them. Big revelations in the documents, folks. Turns out JFT was shot from a book depository. A book depository. And we all know who likes books, don't we? Crooked Hillary, that's who. She's got another one out. She's crazy about books. And you know what they say? Always judge a book by its cover. And we know what Hillary's cover is. Robot Lizard, folks. Trust me. Now, it's also my favorite time of year. The celebration of St. Halloween. Tremendous time of year. We all get to carve the Halloween turkey and light up a large, hollow, thin-skinned orange vegetable. Me, believe me. So God bless you, my fellow Confederates, and have a great St. Halloween holiday. Although if you're Mexican, every day is a holiday. Believe me.
So, thanks for watching my weekly video message. And remember, change can only happen slowly. That's why I want to be hashtag Leo for leader for life. What the actual
Leo.
OMG, Dev. Am I supposed to be haunted by ghosts from my own party?
Garrett wanted nothing to do with you after you compared him to Brian Cowan.
Totes forgot I did that.
We have more in common anyway.
Like?
Relying on money from America.
Well, I mean, sure, otherwise we'd have to develop an innovative industrial base ourselves. Our turf munches couldn't do that.
Yes, dancing at the crossroads is all they're fit for. And just like me, you want them all living in the countryside. Thanks to your housing policy, no one can afford to live in Dublin.
That was a stroke of accidental genius.
Then, of course, I had my own newspaper, the Irish Press.
And I've all the press. Oh. Do you see the Irish Times calling me a natural European diplomat just because I know how to use a knife and fork?
Something my own crowd struggled with. I once saw Sean Lamaze try to eat smoked salmon with a dessert spoon.
So, what else do we have in common?
Deviousness. I hid in Boland's Mill for 3 days while others fought the good fight.
Wow, just like I'm doing with the whole Eighth Amendment, Mayor.
But there's one thing that I have that I've only seen in you.
A great orator?
No.
A visionary?
No.
Revolutionary?
No, you have a country so beaten down that even though it's on its knees, it's grateful to you for it.
I know. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me, dude.
I must go now. I may call back.
To heaven.
Yes, of course. To heaven.
Wow, what a total ledge. Wait till Murph hears about this.
Minister for Hovels and Highnow speaking.
Murphs, you won't believe it.
What?
I've just been visited by the ghost of Eamon de Valera.
Wow. Who the hell is Eamon de Valera?
Oh man, you're dumb.
Hovels Kids!
Good evening and welcome for the last time to 6-1. I'm Dobbo.
And I'm Sharon Neepiolectron.
Yes, it's my last ever television broadcast, and if you're listening to this on your way home, you'll notice that every Anglican church in the country is holding a candlelit vigil to pray for me, the final Protestant on Irish television. Anyway, the headlines tonight.
Finance Minister Fiscal Donoghue has said...
Oh, whatever. We all know the only thing he'll do at the banks is lie on his back and ask them to scratch his belly.
Syntax error. Amprishach Leo Varadkar has said...
It doesn't matter. Nothing happens. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are locked in a loveless marriage of convenience, like a hating couple only staying together for the kids, except instead of children, it's massive pensions. He's not a Taoiseach. He's a tweet bot. Hasn't the country suffered enough?
US President Donald Trump has said...
No one cares. There's only one headline tonight, and it's me. For decades, the nation has looked to me for guidance as everyone from Bruton to Bertie and Cowan to Kenny has driven the exploding clown car that is the Irish government. And so RTE has richly rewarded me by making me get up at 3 a.m. for Morning Ireland. It's on so early, all the sound operators must be asleep because all you can hear is the phlegmy breathing of everyone in the studio. Although the thing I'll miss most, of course, is you, Sharon.
Human emotion detected. Confused.
You've always had a special place in my heart.
Inappropriate meter increasing. Alert! Alert!
Oh, calm down. Ours was a platonic love. Mainly because if anything wet gets near Sharon, she's an electrocution hazard. I did ask if Sharon could join me on Morning Ireland, but it takes her 6 hours to boot up in the morning. Mind you, that doesn't stop Des Cahill's sleep broadcasting on it. So instead, RTE are promoting her, air quotes, to 9 o'clock, or as I call it, the news for people who don't like news.
Battery low.
Meanwhile, 6-1 welcomes two fine replacements, Katrina Perry, who managed to get out of RTE Washington with her dignity intact, something Charlie Bird never managed, and Keelan Shanley, an excellent journalist, though her voice and delivery makes her a human anesthetic. Congratulations, you both have a great future behind you. Still, at least Morning Ireland means finishing work early. After each programme, I look forward to going to breakfast in the RTE canteen for what they call the full fanookin, a plate of fried food battered in nicotine with a bottle of wine.
Battery critically low.
It's been a blast, folks. I tried to fill you with news, but all you wanted was Dermot Bannon and the 17 celebrity chefs on this channel. So just go back to sleep, Ireland. Goodbye.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, for goodness sake, Sharon, could you not let me sign off on my final bloody show?
Feeling smug while deactivating.
Much like the rest of RTE.
Happy Halloween!